says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome. Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on July 27th, 2017. We have all of our personnel here with us tonight. Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James.
And George on the East Coast.
Hi, James. Your mic sounds great.
Well, thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, I would love to get your opinion on this matter in preparation for the trip tomorrow to Nashville and thence to Montgomery Bell State Park, 45 minutes west of Nashville, where Jared Taylor will hold the, I think, historic American Renaissance Conference. Well, I got a new laptop for that event because I really didn't have one that was any good. And I wanted to broadcast our show from Nashville or from Montgomery Bell. So I bought a new laptop, and it has, for those of you who are audiophiles, Bang and Olufsen are a famous name in sound, and that's the sound equipment on this machine is Bang and Olufsen, a 17-inch laptop. Anyway, this is just the laptop sound that you're hearing. My fancy microphone setup and all that, I've got that sitting over here on the corner. I'm not even using all this fancy equipment I've had throughout these years. So let me know if you like this sound better. Listen now, because you'll notice a difference tonight, because this is the change. You'll get used to it after a few days. If I sound better to you tonight, crisper or whatever sound quality, if you like it better, let me know. And let the engineer know, and so on, etc. And we'll stick with this system. But we will see you tomorrow night. I'll be broadcasting on this machine from Montgomery Bell State Park. I think all the tickets are sold out, 400. I think there will be over 500 of us there. I'm billing it as our Woodstock 2017, and there'll be great speakers and all of that, but the main thing will be the camaraderie. Today I got printed up 500 business cards for this show, and I'll try to get one of those business cards for the Trump phenomenon into every person's hand with a handshake, a smile, and a hello. And they're beautiful cards. Oh, my goodness. Wait till you see one of these cards. I just cobbled them together this morning. My daughter took the picture. It's got a picture of our little sound set up here. And my engineer is my five-year-old son is in the picture as our engineer with his goofy headphones on. Anyway, it's a great card. So we will get a lot of attention at this great event that's coming up. Well, the news today. My goodness. What can you say? Several things really jump out at you. Anthony Scaramucci, pretty scary today. I don't know how he's going to keep that job. I don't know where he got his training in how to do public relations, but he really blew it today. And the deal was, he did an interview with the New York Times in which he did not carefully delineate what is on the record and what is off the record. So the New York Times just ran with it because he didn't make it clear what was on or off the record. So bingo. He got a lot of really four-letter word type language into the New York Times, sounding really vulgar and making some nasty comments about other people in the White House, including Steve Bannon. And I don't know I don't know. I don't think Scaramucci can ride this one out. Did you see those comments, Paul or George?
I did not know.
It's we have a pretty mature. I can't really even say it. You folks, you'll have to read it for yourself.
Was pretty saucy, and now it looks to me like the guy's a plant.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, what's obvious on the face of it is he doesn't know how to do it. And so in such situations where somebody is not going to work out, it's better to find out on day one, really, much better than to, drag your way through 2 years or whatever before you finally realize the guy wasn't suitable for the job.
Or 7 months in the case of the attorney general.
Oh, yeah. James, you can tell us what the words are. You were talking dirty earlier. You were talking about the name of your audio.
Well, okay. Well, he says, oh, my gosh. This is truly unsuitable. Is anybody out there with children? Cover your kids' ears, people. It's really unsuitable for them. He said, let's go to the actual text here. Where is it here? Boy, I'll tell you. Well, let me tell you what Gingrich said, first of all. I'm thinking about it, Paul. Thursday on Laura Ingraham's radio show, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich chided Anthony Scaramucci, who was appointed last week as President Donald Trump's White House Communications Director. Gingrich described Scaramucci as full of himself and urged him to slow down and learn the business. Oh, Gingrich agrees with me. I think Scaramucci, he says, is full of himself. I think he got down here from New York and he is all excited. Frankly, he is talking more than he is thinking. He needs to slow down and learn the business. Scaramucci is not in the position of being a wealthy entrepreneur who says whatever randomly he thinks. His job should be to organize the communications of the President of the United States and help the President communicate with the country. And picking fights internally does not get you there. It may get you news coverage, but he will learn very quickly, and folks, he's learning today, that you can get news coverage lots of ways. This is a city where if you are in the White House, you get plenty of news coverage. The question is whether or not it is useful news coverage. And I like to say that within our own movement. People get all excited about the fact that somebody got a story. And I say, you've given me the bad news. If it's bad enough, no, you don't want news coverage. I'm very underwhelmed by his propensity to go out and, first of all, go attack your own side. So I'm very concerned.
F-bombs and other stuff, we don't need to say them on the air.
Yeah, we won't. But folks, just think of the ripest sort of language that you would hear from men in a bar. And that's what Scaramucci was putting into the front page of the New York Times.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, it was, it's just bad. Just bad. And middle America is going to be very, very unhappy with this. They all have children out there and no way are they going to want this in their newspapers. Little Billy's going to come say, "Mommy, what does Bob mean?" And I think Scaramucci's going to be circulating his resume tomorrow. I don't think he can survive it. It's too bad. It's too lousy, the things he said.
How we're learning. Lots of people have let us down here in Trump days, except for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
There's good ones and a whole lot of bad ones. And, we didn't get Mitt Romney, and it starts from there. And we've gone through two palookas now for the press secretary. We have a couple of cabinet level people that I would like to see disappear. So the recess can't get here fast enough. Hey, Congress, forget about Obamacare. Recess now so that Donald Trump can clean house. And then, come back in a couple months and we'll do Obamacare then.
Yeah, give them all an apple and send them out to recess fast.
I don't know. If, yeah, go ahead, Paul.
I have some, good news. And this is sent to me by Donna Oakley, who's one of my friends, lives down near Detroit, Michigan. And this is about President Trump's decision to ban the transgendered from the military. And these are some interesting facts. There are about 1,320, between 1,320 and 6,600 transgendered troops on active duty in a force of about 1.3 million, according to the RAND Corporation, which studied this for the Pentagon. Of those troops, RAND estimates that between 30 and 140 would like to seek hormone treatment, and 25 to 130 would seek surgery. The estimated annual price tag would be about $8.4 million. Treatment is estimated to cost as much as $50,000 per service member. Treatment generally moves from counseling to hormone therapy, and in some cases, gender reassignment surgery. That may not be a huge, huge budget cost, but it is a cost. And what is the purpose of having costly, mixed up people like that serving in the military? I think the president made the absolutely right decision. And of course, Hollyweird is stamping up and down with rage, but so be it.
Yeah. Well,
seems like a long time since Don't Ask, Don't Tell, doesn't it, James?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, no,
Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Trump has very good instincts on this. Yes, this tiny number of people. If you see Bruce Jenner on this TV show with who's that horrible woman that hosts the show that Bruce Jenner's on now? Whoopi Goldberg. Oh my gosh, Whoopi Goldberg. What could be worse? Well, Whoopi Goldberg next to Bruce Jenner. Oh my gosh, what a. What a shame, you know, this guy who was an Olympic gold medalist and, great athlete. Oh, my gosh, but that's making that into national news. This is cultural Marxism at work, Paul. This is setting the agenda. I'm guilty of it right now for mentioning Bruce Jenner. I can't remember what his name is, some girly name he's made up. But Caitlin, yeah. I mean, come on, this stuff should simply not be presented. The standards that we have, our historic standards of our people, Scaramucci today, come on. This is trashy culture. When you talk like this, that is not befitting. And I don't think he's going to get away with just, getting his mouth washed out with soap. I think he's gone. I don't see a way around it. Let's find some more great stories here. So I don't spend my whole show talking about Bruce Jenner.
It's too bad about him that he could have lived out his life trading on his very real accomplishments in sports. Instead, he chose to go the route he did. And he's just a publicity whore. And it's too bad. He looks more and more pathetic. He was a great athlete at one point and brought honor to himself and his country. He didn't have to do this.
Yeah, yeah. No, he was he actually spoke at a Lutheran church that my family attended. We went to a Presbyterian church sometimes and a Lutheran church and an Episcopalian church. And when we were my mom liked to, check out the ladies at the other churches. So Bruce Jenner spoke at our Lutheran church. And, I remember meeting him, he could have done anything he wanted. Let's go. Here's an exciting story, I think. Kid Rock launches voter registration drive at his own concerts ahead of his Senate run. Kid Rock announced plans Wednesday to launch a voter registration initiative ahead of what may be the start of his bid for the U.S. Senate. The Michigan rocker offered details about his political future, this is on Breitbart, and explained his new Get Out the Vote initiative in a lengthy blog post published on his website late Wednesday night. He says, when my name was thrown out there for U.S. Senate, I was beyond overwhelmed with the response I received from community leaders, D.C. pundits, and blue-collar folks that are just simply tired of the extreme left left and right. Well, now he uses a colorful term here, but, you know, I can use this one, bullshit, as part of the excitement surrounding this possible campaign, I decided to take a hard look to see if there was real support for me as a candidate and my message, or if it was just because it was a fresh new news story. So that's what he wrote on his website. So he's out there. He says, the one thing I've seen over and over is that although people are unhappy with the government, too few are even registered to vote or do anything about it. We have over a year left until an actual election. So my first order of business is to get people engaged and registered to vote while continuing to put out my ideas on ways to help working class people in Michigan and America, all while still calling out these jackass lawyers who call themselves politicians, the 46-year-old singer explained. I like that level of a blue-collar talk. Jackass, that's a good term. And I like that he's taking a populist approach for the working man, like Merle Haggard, like Hank Williams Jr., like Donald Trump, and like Steve Bannon. So I think that's got a lot of political mileage. It's the right thing to do, but I think it's also the politically smart thing to do. He says, let's see here. A poll last week said that he would. Kid Rock already is polling ahead of Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow, so by 8 points. Okay, a little more colorful language here. One thing is for sure, though, Kid Rock wrote Wednesday. The Democrats are, I'll just use the term crapping, but this one starts with S. The Democrats are crapping in their pantaloons right now, and rightfully so.
This is wonderful, James. Jamie, I already have a solution for Trump's Scaramucci problem. Okay. Marlon Fitzwater's still alive, and he's still kicking. He'd make a great press secretary.
Yeah. So well, yeah, I don't
Reagan's
know.
Best press secretary and let him take over for Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun. See, tomorrow, folks, I'll be broadcasting same time, you know, same station, but I'll be in Montgomery Bell State Park, and I assume all this is going to work fine. I'll get myself onto the internet and all of that kind of good stuff here with the setup that I've got. And if all else fails, I promise you I'll be there, because if all else fails, I'll do just as you do. I'll call into my own show, our own show. I'll call in and be a guest on our own show. But I can't wait to see what the Scaramucci, what's he going to say? What's his boss going to say?
The next thing he should say is, I resign.
It's not.
Not quite accurate yet.
Yeah, no, it's this is a bad one. Let's see here. I won't have a radio show on Saturday, but all these great speaking events will occur at the American Renaissance Conference. I think there'll be more than 500 people there. You know, that's one of the first things I'll do. I'm going to be one of the first people there. I'm coming early and leaving late. I'll leave Monday morning. So that's one of the things I'm going to be really interested to see is, does it look like it's going to be a big crowd, and how big? And then what is the overflow going to do? The people without tickets like me, I don't have a ticket. And if somebody offers me a ticket, I'm almost inclined not to accept it, because I've encouraged people to come since tickets can't be obtained. I would feel like a little bit of a chump, really, if I if I got a ticket in and other folks that I had encouraged to come without tickets didn't have one. So I think I'll stay out in the lobby with all those good folks. And where the real excitement is, always at Patriot events. We got some a break here, and then we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
We're back, folks. And, well, we already have Anthony Scaramucci's first reaction to the firestorm that he is now entering. And his immediate response does not cut it at all. He's going to have to do, I don't think he's going to make it. Here's his response. Here's what's missing. There's no apology, no apology to anybody. Here's all he says. He uses Twitter to say it. He tweets, I don't know how many hours ago, but it's today. Well, it was at 5:23 p.m. So, you know, what? 2 hours ago. Wait. Yeah, something like that. I sometimes use colorful language. Wait a minute. That's all you're going to say? I sometimes use colorful language. Okay. I will refrain in this arena, but not give up the passionate fight for real Donald Trump's agenda. And then a hashtag MAGA, make America great again. So folks, how many things can be wrong with just two sentences? I sometimes use colorful language. Well, it's not colorful language. That's sorry, wrong. There were deep personal insults and language unbefitting an American leader in the public forum. I will refrain, but then he qualifies it, not I will refrain, period, end stop. He says, I will refrain in this arena. In other words, I'm not going to stop. I will refrain in this arena, but not give up the passionate fight. And then he's at this point here, he's just buttering up Donald Trump. I'm not going to give up the passionate fight. Well, that wasn't a passionate fight for the real Donald Trump, Anthony, when you're using language like that and insulting fellow staff members like that, that were selected by Donald Trump and who stood in the trenches with Donald Trump far longer than Scaramucci. So, man, I think this guy's going to be a one-week wonder.
Donald Trump would be too much.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, if Donald Trump's looking at this, let's see. Who's more valuable to Donald Trump? Jerry Falwell Jr. or Anthony Scaramucci? That's not hard. And then go down the list of the pastors who brought and priests who brought Donald Trump millions upon millions of votes. And Scaramucci didn't bring any. So, whoa, how dumb can you get? I sometimes use colorful language. I will refrain in this arena. This guy, Paul, you're a student of history, so you know this as well as anyone. Power affects people really strangely.
I think it may be a case of absolutely going to the guy's head. It's unfortunate. He might have some good qualities, but it requires judgment, and that's something that seems to have gone out the window.
Yeah. But see, he doesn't even apologize. When you do something really, really, really bad, then you have to give a complete, sincere, sorrowful apology. And, apologize to all those kids that didn't need to hear this language, and adults too. Really coarse language, a really gross world, Paul, is an aspect of cultural Marxism. If you look at the humor, what goes, when Paul and I were kids, humor was something like Bob Hope, and what would be about the raciest thing Bob Hope would say? Paul, something like, the troops in a USO show would give a whistle at, Ann Murray's legs, but that was it. That was racy in those times. And people were proper and dignified. Cultural Marxism, part of it is making everything lewd. We'll be back right at, call in, folks. You've got the number. We'll see you after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed?
Who's blessed and who has been cursed, folks? There's things to be done, but let's rebuild America first. We're back. We've got two callers waiting patiently, Mike in Maryland and Rhonda in Missouri. We'll get to both of you in that order. If you'll hang on for just a second. I wanted to add another just a little detail here to the Anthony Scaramucci story. I like the way Breitbart writes it up, by the way. They say, move over, President Donald Trump. You are yesterday's news. It seems like this is now the Anthony Scaramucci show, and Trump better get used to it. This is exactly what's Breitbart doing there. They know he's going to read this article, and they know exactly how to set Donald Trump on edge. The new White House communications director called. Scaramucci made the call to the New Yorker's Ryan Lizza, spelled L-I-Z-Z-A, a member in good standing of the opposition party, on Wednesday evening, so this is last night, to blast his co-workers in a rambling rant that was so outrageous and discordant that reporters wondered whether Scaramucci had drunk dialed Lisa, was drunk with power, or revealing he was unqualified for his communications director job, did not know how to smoothly go on and off the record. Let's see, here he goes. I can't repeat what he says. Here at the end, he says, his comments about Steve Bannon sound like someone falsely hating in another person what he secretly may hate about himself. Ooh, that's a biting comment. Now, this Ryan Leza, I just looked him up, not much about him in Wikipedia, born in 74, so he's 43 years old. He lives in Washington, D.C., and, he's very well known in the journalism business. So this is amazing. Scaramucci calls him up and delivers these wild and outrageous comments. All right. I think he's going to be gone. Let's go to our callers. Mike in Maryland, how are you doing this fine day?
I tell you what, I was doing okay until a liberal acquaintance of mine sent me an email of his supposed quotes, and apparently he was threatening violence against some of the people. They said they should be killed in the administration. Did he say that as well?
I saw that, that he was talking about violence at one point. I didn't see the exact words, but yeah, everything over the top all the way. And, you know, it's a debasement of our civilization, of our culture, the propriety, the dignity with which we white folks have historically conducted ourselves. This is very, very valuable to us. Scaramucci doesn't get it.
And the crude comments that he made, there is no way that I can actually say it on the air in any kind of way that won't get us hounded by the FCC. And correct me if I'm wrong, and I think I heard this somewhere, that Scaramucci campaigned for Obama and he contributed money to Hillary Clinton's campaign. Is that true?
I think he has a Democratic history in the past. Yes, I think that's the case. But I'll say this, I was saying earlier, I don't want this to turn to, I don't want to be sucked into the, making a story out of Scaramucci. But you know what? I'm going to let myself get sucked into it because the Scaramucci's got to go. So this audience, he's got to go.
Yeah.
So President Trump.
And doggone well, CNN and Washington Post and all of them are going to run with the story for days, if not weeks. And Trump needs to be very, very, very careful about who he appoints. He needs to do research on him and evaluate their potential as a possible enemy. And do you think it's possible that Scaramucci is just trying to sabotage the Trump administration to make him look bad? Do you think that's possible?
Well, with people who do the sort of thing he just did, there's always that question. Is he a plant or is he just an idiot? it's hard to tell. You can't tell the two apart.
Hey, Mike, I'm from Maryland, too. I can help all of us. Scaramucci is trying to screw the president. End of story.
Yeah. I mean, it's the only thing that I can say. And you all might disagree, but I think Sessions has to go as well. With the asset forfeiture and him persecuting medical marijuana growing states and prosecuting Hillary, I'm sorry, but you may disagree, but I think Sessions has to go too.
Well, Jeff Sessions, I think there's no question he's a good man. He's a good, sound European man, and admirable man. So I don't want to, and I know you'll understand this, Mike. I would like to segregate the Scaramucci story from the Sessions story because Scaramucci needs to go for really simply offending all white people and just offending all of Donald Trump's supporters, not some of them, all of them.
Scaramucci offended everybody in the world.
Yeah.
It just makes his administration look bad, and he debases the office that he was appointed to. It's just, he needs to go immediately. I agree with you 100%. Hey, you get a great show. Keep up the great work. I don't always agree with you, but then I never agree completely with anybody as far as that goes. But y'all have a good evening. I don't want to take up too much time. Goodbye.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for your wisdom. Thank you. Let us go to our favorite gal in Missouri, Rhonda. Rhonda, you're on the air.
Help us, Rhonda.
Hey. Hi. I wanted to ask you guys, what did you guys think of Brennan's comments that if Trump fires Mueller, to ignore Trump? What is that? Did you hear that?
I'll let Paul handle that. That's a deep state intelligence operative.
Who's Brennan working for now? Is he working for Obama? I thought he's fired.
He is working for. I like what Donald Trump has said. It's not the swamp. He said this to the Boy Scouts. This was in his speech to the Boy Scouts, which was so wonderful. He said, it's not drain the swamp. You know, he told the Boy Scouts, you know, let's not talk about politics. Let's talk about your future. But you know what, folks? Their future is the politics that Donald Trump is sorting out right now. So he just went ahead and talked to them about politics for nearly an hour. It was wonderful. And he said, it's not drain the swamp. It's drain the sewer. And the day after Donald Trump says it's drain the sewer, Scaramucci pops up with his snorkel right there in the sewer.
Right? So why is anybody listening to him still? I thought he was fired. I mean, I thought he was totally gone. But maybe not. But hey, go ahead.
Thank you, Rhonda. Rhonda, did you see a picture of the crowd at the Boy Scout event?
I did. It was amazing. Well, there was a little patch of green in the far left corner, James, but a little patch of green, but yeah, it was a lot of people. Absolutely.
And folks, they were from every state and every county in America, 45,000, you know, and I remember when I was a scout, I was an Eagle Scout, and I saw all those, you know, they panned across pictures of the scouts, and everywhere, Order of the Arrow sashes. Not everybody gets Order of the Arrow, folks. Lots of patches above the pockets here of Senior Patrol. Not everybody gets that. And and then the Eagle badges were everywhere. So these are the scouts. Scouting and scouts are the, you know, really just a core part of what makes our people great. It's one of the most wonderful stories in the sound. You know, the values that scouts are taught, you know, all the different oaths and laws that the scouts repeat. And at one point, Donald Trump was reciting part of the scout law, and he got about two words in, and then 45,000 scouts completed the scout law for him. And Donald Trump was just shaken by this. He said, that was impressive. Because these scouts, through scouting, they've internalized the values of our European as Donald Trump so correctly says, our civilization. So the
Think they would do that? Do you think if he fired Mueller that it would be implemented, or do you think that it would be ignored? I mean, that's pretty bold.
The deep state will do anything. The deep state is will do anything.
Clawing sound. That was the clawing sound of their nails saying, no, I don't want to go, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and I have one more comment, and this one, it's real quick, but I didn't know if Paul was aware of a guy named Kevin Johnston up there in Canada.
Yes, I am.
You know him? You are. You do know him.
Yes, he ran against me for mayor.
I heard about him on another program on RBN, but so you're aware that he was arrested, and the story that was an amazing story that another Canadian had told, and he was talking about the way the arrest happened. He said it was interesting because when a policeman show up at your door, they don't let you change clothes, but they let him change clothes, and they showed up at 8 a.m., so he had to change clothes. He was still in his nightwear, but then when they arrested him, they didn't arrest him until they got to, he got to the car, and then they put the handcuffs on him from the front. And then they he said that when he got to the jail, a lot of people were like, hey, is that that guy from the Freedom Report? And they asked him if he wanted to be in the general population or if he wanted to be in a private cell. And he said, no, put me in the general population. So they did. And then when he was put in front of the Crown Prosecutor, I guess that's what they call him up there, but the Crown Prosecutor told him to be unshackled, and they let him out the same day, which apparently is unheard of. But he apparently was arrested for hate speech. But here's the funny part is that there was another guy who is a gay who said something. The whole thing is that apparently the Muslims up there in Canada wanted to have a prayer thing on Friday, and people are up in arms about that. But I found that interesting how they handled him very tenderly for going into the jail system, because this guy said they'll try and get you on everything they can up there. So,
well, it's a little more sinister. I must say that compared to other people arrested for, you know, so-called hate speech, the fact he got bail quite quickly is good. Not so good is the fact that he is not allowed to talk about his case in any way, the details of his case, except with his lawyer. In other words, he can't discuss it, which I think is really bad. This actually happened in Canada, not in North Korea. And the other thing is this, and this is sinister. Under the hate law, police cannot lay the charge unless they have the consent of the provincial attorney general. So that charge could only have been laid if the provincial attorney general signed off on it. The provincial attorney general is a Muslim, Yasir Naqvi from Pakistan. In Pakistan, of course, they're not very big on tolerating dissent. Christians and one a few remaining Hindus are regularly persecuted. Mr. Johnston's major issue is radical Islam. He didn't want prayer rooms in the public schooling, and was part of a huge protest this past spring, which made him a lot of enemies. He opposed the building of a mosque in a certain part of the city of Mississauga, where I live. He's been quite dynamic. And the other thing he did was he offered $1,000 to any student who could get a video of one of the Muslim prayer meetings that are held during the school day, if the video showed that they were speaking in a anti-white or hateful way. Well, this caused a huge kerfuffle, and the board banned him from all school buildings and so on. So he is a royal pain in their butt. And this is what we've been warning about. When you've got more and more third world people in power, they act like third worlders. So you criticize Islam, they want to toss your butt in jail. And this is going to be a big fight when it gets to the courts. Johnson needs a lot of support, and we'll be right there behind him.
Well, is your prime minister, is he, I know he doesn't mind Muslims. Is he Muslim? Did he convert to Muslim?
Well, there is that chatter. I don't know for a fact that he's a Muslim convert, but he's a complete traitor to everything traditional. He says Canada is the first post-national state, which means, and he said, we don't really have a political culture. Well, maybe he doesn't know it, but we do. You know, we're European, we're Christian. His major, the people he caters to are the Sikhs, the Muslims, the Native Indians, and the LGBTQ sexually confused crowd. He was in Halifax this past weekend between two. I'm not sure if they were drag queens or transgendered. You can see this on my Facebook. The absolute freaks. And there is the Prime Minister of our country with his mouth open. You know, like a big hooray. I mean, he looks like a nutter. And, you know, the guy, whether you like the incumbent or not, you'd like to think that the prime minister or the president at least would look presidential or prime ministerial, you know, with some dignity, not parading in this collection of the sexually mixed up. But those are his constituents, and he is an absolute wrecker of Canada. I know he's got a good reputation in the States because he's at least being bright enough to be polite to Donald Trump, but it's an absolute mess.
Well, he is married, correct?
Yes, he's married. He has a couple of kids. He even brought his kids to the gay pride parade in Vancouver last June.
Do you think that's a marriage of convenience? I mean, it sounds like a marriage of convenience.
Yeah, and he invited the Somalians who don't find enough benefits here to come up to Canada. Rhonda,
okay.
Thank you as always, Rhonda. We've got a story. I got a story I want to end with, folks, about an asteroid that just missed you. An asteroid.
Dirty games?
No, I'm not. An asteroid. We're going to talk about it right after the break, folks.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and
black.
I ain't a yellow.
I ain't yellow.
Boy looking for a place to do my
well,
thing.
Well, we've got one more segment which to do our thing here, folks, on the Trump phenomenon. And my apologies to Charles in Long Island. We've run out of time. I just want to make a last interesting comment here about in the news about the value of our what we have to preserve when we preserve our values and our beauty and our genes of our white race, and we maintain those high standards, and why we can't let our society be brought down. Life is tough. We've got to be together in a family to survive a lot of things besides other peoples who want to take our women, take our goodies, take our stuff, and dispossess us. We were just passed, I'll give an example here, of life being tough enough on its own. An asteroid went by you this week, folks, and you didn't even know it. It was one-third the distance from the Earth to the Moon away from you. It was 200 feet in diameter, and this thing was not detected by our scientists until it was on its way past. It came only within 76,000 miles of the Earth. Folks, that's close. Now, what's the Chicxulub asteroid that hit off the Yucatan? Was between 6 to 9 miles in diameter, and it ended the dinosaurs almost 66 million years ago. It ended millions of species were exterminated, extinct, by the Chicxulub asteroid. This was a big one that just missed us. So, Paul, my point is this. We as a white race, we have to be ready for natural disasters, for the difficulties of life, for drought, for earthquakes, for volcanic action. There are volcanoes within the United States that if they erupt, like the one at Yellowstone, that will wipe me out right here. Yellowstone blows, I'm a dead man right here. And so we've got to be ready. Subspecies as white people, we've got to have our homogeneous.
Hey, James, I am with you.
Yep.
There's plenty of natural disasters, and come back in a couple days and see what, another round of tornadoes and floods. We don't have time to monkey around with the rest of the world. Life's miserable enough right here in the United States.
Yes.
That's right. The LGBTQ crowd are putting up a picture of remember Klinger from MASH? There's a picture of
the worst television show in human history.
Yeah, MASH with the there he is in a pink dress with a rifle. Yeah, but we're saying now they failed to grasp that the Corporal Klinger was trying to get kicked out of the military for a mental illness. That's kind of an interesting point.
Yeah, and now they want to keep them in. That's an interesting point. That's a good way to close, Paul. Thank you very much. I'll see you from Montgomery Bell State Park tomorrow night, folks. You don't want to miss that show tomorrow night. See you then.
Happy trails.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.